Sophia Gray from County Meath, you're on a Fiat 500. You're about to take your test. Being from a rural part of the world, it's so important, isn't it, to be able to drive?
Yeah, definitely. I started my lessons back in like last March, so I'm going to get to do it now, the test. So
over a year?
Yeah.
And how hard has it been?
Chopping and changing of the lessons, stopping and starting for months.
Best of luck in
Thank
the
you.
Test.
Thank you.
I'm having a chat with an auntie. Your niece is getting her test. How do you feel about all the delays?
Well, she's waiting nearly 6 months for her test. She applied for it a year ago, and then she had to wait another 6 months because of the COVID. It's the backlog as well. I don't think they have enough testers because like they're young and they want to have their test. Some of them are applying for jobs as well, and they need our license.
It's been a bit annoying, to be honest with you, trying to get the full license together, especially about work and stuff like that. Yeah, it's been a bit annoying already.
So nearly there?
Nearly there, yeah.
Bernard Kenner, your daughter, she's getting her test at the moment.
This is her third time doing the test. Here she is back.
Having a chat with Anna Kenner. You've just finished your driving test. How did it go?
Yeah, passed, so
congratulations.
Thanks.
And it was your third go?
It was my third go, thanks to my dad for telling me that. Delighted, yeah, it's great. Like, I've loads of friends who are waiting on tests or driving instructors and that kind of thing, so yeah, it's tough. Yeah, we'll get through it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How will you celebrate?
Oh, I'm going away to Donegal this weekend, so that's what I'll be doing.
And you'll be able to drive?
I won't be driving, but yeah, it's a long drive.
Hi Henry, I'm Alan Early. I'm the Managing Director of Airport Driving School, Ireland's most successful driving school since 1968. There is a huge backlog of pupils waiting on driving tests. The industry essentially shut down in March 2020. There was a lack of communication at the time from the RSA and a lack of direction, but they've certainly come through that process now. They have increased their amount of testers. They've hired 40 additional testers. They've opened pop-up test centres across Ireland to cope with the backlog. In the last 18 months, 90,000 people have turned 17, and it's a rite of passage now to get a learner permit and to get a driving licence to get on the road. That is adding to the already backlog system that the RSA have. They are coping with it, they're getting there. It's probably going to be another 18 months of a backlog. But there's no backlog for truck testing, coach testing, minibus testing. There's huge opportunities in there. If you want to become a driving instructor, we have reskilled pilots and chefs in the last couple of years.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a pilot working for us at the moment that has looked at it, has been out of work for the last 18 months, and has come on board as a driving instructor. And it's a fantastic career choice for him. We're open for business, Henry.
How hard is it to get a lesson?
We will prioritise people who have tests at the moment. The essential driver training is something that was put in place by the government. Pupils have to do 12 hours of lessons, or 12 modules of essential driver training before they can sit a driving test. If someone comes to us and have already sat their 12 EDT and has a test pending, we will prioritise them within our system. The driving instructor industry is very, very busy at the moment. The RSA are doing their very best for the industry at the moment with the increase in testers and test centres. We are probably looking at maybe another 12 to 18 months of a backlog, but we'll get through it like anything else. The world shut down, Henry. The pandemic, we didn't expect it. Okay, luckily enough, we've come through it. There are huge opportunities out there for anyone that wants to become a driving instructor at the moment. Okay, and it's a very, very busy industry, so there's positives.
Alan, let's say you live in rural Ireland, you need to have a driving license, and you're waiting, and perhaps you can't get to work. What is your message to them? I mean, what can they do?
Just hold fast. Don't panic. Take it in stages. Don't see it that it's going to happen within the next 3 months or 6 months. Take it in stages. If it happens in that period of time, it's a bit of a surprise. You will get there in the end. Like everything, we've gone through an awful lot in the last 18 months. My advice to learner permit holders, learner drivers at the moment, is when you get a test date from the RSA, is to contact your instructor or driving school immediately, as availability is quite limited. It's a very stressful time when you're sitting your driving test. You don't need to add to the stress of that by ringing around a driving school at the last minute to try and get lessons, to try and hire a car for the date. As soon as you get a test date from the RSA, which is normally 5 to 6 weeks in advance, contact your driving school.
Woohoo!
I'm having a chat with Amy Carroll. You've just done your driving test.
Just passed, thank God.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How long were you waiting?
For the test, I wasn't waiting that long because I went for the emergency test, but the lessons and everything were a disaster. Like, I'd done like 5, then I was locked down, then another 2, then another lockdown, so just spread out.
a year and a half to get everything done, the 12 lessons.
And you needed to get your driving test for work?
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a lifeguard and a dance teacher.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So real Baywatch stuff.
Yeah.
And you needed a driving license.
Yeah.
So you're her mum. How are you feeling?
I'm delighted for her. It's been a long time coming. Lots of driving around that I've been doing back and forward to work, so at least now she can drive because she works in the Sports Ireland, so she was over with the Olympics training over there, so it was early mornings, late nights.
So you were her taxi?
I was.
So now finally she's got through that backlog. She's
brilliant.
Got her test.
Yeah, I'm delighted for her.